I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. State health officials say they're surprised at the number of Montanans who are signing up for expanded Medicaid. Jessica Rhodes with the Department of Public Health and Human Services says more than 5,500 people have signed up in a little more than a week since enrollment began.
We are so pleased to see this strong reaction. We knew that this program would be popular, but this is more popular than we even thought. We're thrilled that these people will be getting the health coverage that they need.
Anyone who earned too much for Medicaid but not enough for subsidized health insurance in the past can sign up for the new plan. Most people will be required to pay a small premium to get covered. About 70,000 Montanans are eligible. In contrast, Alaska opened enrollment for its expanded Medicaid program on September 1st. So far, the state reports just over 3,600 people have signed up in 2 months out of an estimated 42,000 who are eligible. A 3-year-old girl was killed and 3 other people were injured in a 2-vehicle crash on U.S. 93 near Pablo. The Montana Highway Patrol says 2 cars were southbound yesterday afternoon when one turned in front of the other, causing the collision. A man charged with criminal endangerment after his 2-year-old son overdosed on methadone has been sentenced to 5 years with the Montana Department of Corrections. The Billings Gazette reports that Michael Anthony, who was paralyzed after a motorcycle accident, asked for a pre-release program so he could continue treatment for his paraplegia. The judge denied his request. A constitutional challenge to Montana's campaign contribution limits is back in court, with the potential to affect the 2016 primary elections, after the same case disrupted the 2012 governor's race weeks before Election Day when a judge struck down the limits and an appeals court reinstated them over the space of a week. During that time, Montana Republican Party donated $500,000 to gubernatorial candidate Rick Hill. The contribution limits case was back in Judge Charles Lovett's courtroom today after the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the judge's 2012 ruling and ordered him to re-examine the issue. That sets up another scenario in which Lovell could rule on contribution limits again just weeks or months before the June 7th primary. Montana's individual contribution limits are $170 for legislative candidates, $320 for attorney general candidates, and $650 for gubernatorial candidates. The law also sets total contribution limits from political party committees to candidates that range from $850 for a state House candidate to $23,000 for a candidate for governor. A Yellowstone County jury has awarded just over $2 million in damages to a Texas man after a loan servicing company negligently included the legal description of his Billings property in the foreclosure paperwork for a Butte property. District Judge Ingrid Gustafson granted Jason Norman's motion for a summary judgment on the title claim in May 2014. Jurors determined the damages against Deutsche Bank National Trust, Aquin Loan Servicing, and the company that bought the Butte house during trial last week. Norman said he bought a rundown foreclosed house in Billings from Deutsche Bank for $50,000 in 2010. Deutsche Bank also sold the Butte house, but the owners later defaulted on payments and the bank foreclosed 2 years later. The foreclosure filing included the address of the Butte house, but the legal description of the Billings house, leading the state to issue the title to Norman's property to the bank that bought the Butte property. Norman had nearly fully renovated the Billings house, and it had been appraised at $235,000, but he couldn't sell it or use it as collateral in a home equity loan to buy another property because of the title snafu, according to the lawsuit. A 3-member water commission has until November 19th to place a fair market value on Mountain Water Company, which the city of Missoula is trying to buy. Attorneys for Missoula and Mountain Water made closing arguments about the valuation of the company on Monday at the closing of a week-long valuation hearing in Missoula County District Court. People are signing up for Montana's expanded Medicaid coverage faster than officials had expected. Enrollment opened on November 1st, and the Department of Health and Human Services said today that 5,500 people have already qualified for the coverage that starts January 1st. Jessica Rhodes with DPHHS says the results show there is a pent-up demand for health coverage for people in the Medicaid gap.
I think that these strong enrollment numbers show how critical the health plan is to Montanans. We are surprised and thrilled at the strong enrollment numbers, and we are encouraged that this is an important opportunity for Montanans to get the health care they need.
The program, called the Montana Help Plan, provides federally funded health coverage for people who earn too much for traditional Medicaid but not enough for subsidized coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Those who sign up will be asked to pay a small premium for coverage. Montana is the first state to add a premium to its expanded Medicaid coverage under a waiver that was granted by the federal government just last week. I'm Steve Jess.